You're listening to the All Sport Breakfast Podcast with Darcy Waldegrave from News Talk ZB.
Brace yourself. It's 7:27 and on Monday. There's recommendations being made to Auckland councillors around the future Auckland Stadium, that pie in the sky we often talk about. They'll vote for whatever they're going to go for in mid to late May, and the city will move forward to a brave new world of a proper, purpose-built, modern stadium. It's a TUI ad, right? For as long as I've been stinking up the sporting airways, 20 years plus, stadia talk has been prevalent. Now, opportunity after opportunity has been missed. The powers that be appear to be very good at stumbling about before tripping into their think tanks and drowning. Like money, location, self-serving needs, and traditional ties to our meat and two veg sports have always scuppered any chance Auckland has had of lifting the city up with a stadium they can be proud of. The options are fourfold, right? Three on the Waitemata and the grand old stadium up in Kingsland. The uber glamorous NZR-backed Key Park, the sunken stadium, the Wynyard Quarter development, and Eden Park are all jostling for position to become the chosen one. But let's face it, Auckland doesn't have the required balls to do anything brave or cutting edge. Never has, never will. The city's history is a sad story of conservatism, fear, and half-cooked efforts. The Victoria Park flyover and tunnel being the perfect example. Like, the Warriors have got more chance of winning the NRL than Auckland has of building a brand new waterfront stadium. Eden Park will be the future. On that decision sits nicely with the sensible risk-averse comfort that has long been the go-to for the city's leaders. Look, let's hope that when Eden Park is chosen, the refit and the like doesn't bow to the tyranny of fear and budget, leaving us with yet another half-cooked shambles to regret in coming years. If it is the future, please build something we can all be proud of and enjoy going to. CEO Nick Sortner and his team are doing everything they can to lift the park to the heights we all deserve. Their attitude and commitment may well be the saving grace of this whole long-term stadia debacle. It's going to stay in Kingsland. That I firmly believe, and that'll do.
Darcy. For more from the All Sport Breakfast with Darcy Waldegrave, listen live to News Talk ZB on Saturday mornings or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.